Hello, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
Good day. I realize after listening to that last question, I probably just need to have a conversation with myself, but I'm glad you're here.
All right. It is all about all of you learning, of course, to have all these conversations with yourself. Yes.
Thank you.
And that, of course, having a conversation with us means that you are having a conversation with yourself anyway.
Thank you. My question goes to not when I'm feeling anxiety, but when I'm vaguing out and I want to...
When you are what?
Becoming more vague.
Vague.
Losing consciousness. When I want have more presence of mind and more focus of mind.
Yes.
And
in what circumstance and situations do you feel you need more presence of mind?
When I have work to do.
Is it work that you enjoy doing?
It's work that I haven't gotten to yet, but I tell myself I do want to do it.
Well, that was an interesting response. You tell yourself you do want to do it.
But
not exactly. Yes, that excites me. But, well, maybe I'll take it. Maybe I won't. What is or are some of the things that you say you find exciting? What kind of work are you talking about?
Writing, developing creative projects.
All right. Now, what kind of focus do you believe you need in order to accomplish that?
Greater clarity than I've known.
Clarity about what?
I think it is more a clear communication with myself.
About?
What I want to create.
Such as, for example, for instance, i.e., e.g. Give me a specific.
Screenplay, storyline, characters.
Yes. And what do you believe...
I haven't had faith in my own ability, in my imagination.
You don't have faith in your own ability to accomplish this?
Yes, I think that's probably the bottom line.
On what level do you feel you lack faith? Is it your technical ability? Is it your ability to conceive of stories or create characters? On what level do you believe you lack ability? Or all of the above?
I think it's just a habit of...
It's a what?
Habit.
Habit. You remember our definition of a habit?
Something you're not aware that you're doing.
And when you're aware you're doing it?
It's no longer a habit, it's a choice.
Thank you. So you choose what?
To be sleepy.
I choose to be sleepy so I don't have to face the fact that I believe I may be a no-talent hack.
Yes.
Did I hit the nail on the head?
Yes.
All right. Who cares? So what? How many movies are created on your planet by no-talent hacks?
Most.
I know you don't want to be one, and I'm not being judgmental. I'm just pointing something out. All things serve a purpose. If you have an urge to tell a story, then whatever it is you believe you need to do to give yourself the talent, skills, abilities to do so, and you believe in that sense that the story must be told, will find an audience. For everyone who believes that they have a story to tell, there must by definition be an audience who needs to hear it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be inspired to tell that story. As we have said again by analogy, there are no one-sided coins. If you have the head, the tail has to be there. Or there's no coin. So if you exist in your reality and you feel an urge to tell stories, there must by definition be people who want to hear the stories you have to tell, or you would be inspired to do something else. Do you understand that logic?
Yes.
So, don't hold back. Tell your stories the way you want to. If you feel you need training, then of course there are many classes you can take in screenwriting to improve your skill level. But tell your story. Don't hold back. You're depriving the world of your gift, the gift of you. However you manage to tell them, whether it ever be that it is accomplished in screenplay or movie form, the very process you're going through is in and of itself a story. And by sharing that today, you are telling a story of your particular process, your particular adventure, your particular life. But the point is if you have the urge to tell one strongly, there will be, by definition, someone who needs to hear it, even if it's only one person. The idea is to understand what your motivations are for doing so. If you're doing it because that's who you are and you just have no other choice, that's the state to be in to do it. If you're doing it because, well, if I make movies, I'm going to have fame and glory and cars and houses, and then you may not really be focused on the idea of the real reason to tell the story. You may be, in your language, putting the cart before the horse, getting the details ahead of the whole picture. When we talk about doing what excites you, we guarantee, not because it's from us, but because it's from creation, we guarantee you will be supported in whatever way you really need to be supported in the doing of that thing. Even though it may not always immediately be the way your mind thinks you should be supported. But the point is, the only reason to do a thing is because you just can't imagine doing anything else. Because it's really who you are, and you're giving of your true self, no matter whether you ever get a response or not that you know of. You're doing it because you have no choice but to do it. And that's what makes it powerful. Let me explain something else to you all about impact. No matter what you do, no matter what creative endeavor you do, you already have all the impact you will ever have on everything. You already have 100% impact on your world just by the fact you exist within it. Anything you create will not create more impact in your world than you're already having just by existing. When you do the things that give you joy and creative expressions that you put out in your world, those things don't create impact. They create more ability to perceive the impact you're already having. Big difference. You don't have to worry about having an impact. You will never be able to have more impact than you already have just by the fact that you exist. And the impact you have just by existing is already 100%. You belong. You are part of creation. You have all the impact you're ever going to have on creation just because you're part of it. The things you do that give you joy are your way of creating an opportunity to experience and for other people to experience the impact you already have. Remember, as I said, the only thing that's really real is experience. So go through the experience of writing your movies however you wish to. However you take yourself through it, it's the experience that counts. Allow yourself to understand that if you have the urge to do so, then that's who you are at this moment, and there's no other reason to do it. Is this helping?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's my getting past my initial inertia.
But inertia is just the product of your belief systems, of what you think is going to happen. Let me ask the question this way, and this is also a good exercise to do if you're having difficulty getting in touch with what your beliefs might be, what your fears might be. Take it to the extreme in the negative direction. And ask yourself, well, if I did follow my joy to the fullest, if I did put my passion out there, if I did take action on all the things that give me joy, what am I afraid would be the worst possible thing that might happen? Actually go in the negative direction and ask yourself, am I afraid there might be a worst possible scenario? It might be one thing or another. All right, yes. If I'm going to put myself out there, I might find that I actually am a no-talent hack. And then what would I do? But you see, that's just a belief. It's just a belief. It's not empirically true. It's just a belief. And the idea is to understand that if you have the urge, you have the urge for a reason. Now, the reason may simply be that you need to go through a process that will turn you into the person you really want to become. But that's reason enough. The idea is to drop all the other expectations and all the other reasons for why you think you should do it and just do it because you have no choice, because it's who you are, no matter what the outcome, no matter what the consequence. And if you do it that way and approach it from that state, then it will always give you a beneficial result, even if the beneficial effect is not exactly what your mind thought it ought to be. Make sense?
Yes.
And that's the only reason to do anything in your life. You all have exactly the same mission, the same purpose in life. to be yourself as fully as you can, the best way you know how. That's it. That's it. That's all you have to do. Be yourself, fully as you can, follow your joy, best you can, every moment. That's it. How you do that is up to you. The expressions through which you do that are not your mission in life. They're the expression of your mission to be yourself as fully as you can. That's all you have to do. Do your best. That's it. That's all you have to do. You will have done perfectly if at every moment you just do your best to be yourself. You will have done perfectly. Does that make sense?
It does.
Does that take some of the weight off?
Yes.
Some of the expectation off that you have loaded on yourself, that you're carrying around?
Yes, and this is the second time that you brought up the impact statement to me, so I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop.